Hello, my friends, and welcome back to the Suddenly Spiritual Podcast. It's me, Emily, your host, and I'm so excited to talk to you today. Today's topic is all about trust. It's about developing trust, and it's about three major lessons I have learned just in this last month regarding trust. I have never really focused on trust before. I honestly haven't really thought about it before. But this year, 2024, one of my major focuses is developing deeper connections. And by that, I mean deeper connections with other people, deeper connections with spirit, universe, deeper connections in the readings I do for people, and a deeper connection with myself. As I'm diving in to this focus on connection, what's been brought to my attention is that at the core of connection is trust. And that might sound obvious, but it has never crossed my mind until I started exploring connection, until I started really going deep into what I felt was blocking me from having the types of connections that I really desire in my life. You know, those deep friendships where people just know you, like they really know you. Oh, that is what I desire. And that's what I'm trying to build this year. That's what I am building this year. It's what I'm working towards. And so as I discover where I need to grow in order to welcome in those kinds of relationships, I'm learning that at the core of connection is trust. So today we're talking about three major lessons I have learned this year about trust. And really, I say this year, really just in the last month, but you know, we're only a couple months into 2024. So before we dive into today's topic, if you're new here to the podcast, like I said, my name is Emily. I am an intuitive. I'm a psychic medium, and I'm someone who very unexpectedly stumbled into this more spiritual lifestyle. It's been a weird and fast journey for me, discovering my own spiritual connection. It's not a path I ever thought I'd be on because I lived my life pretty practical, I thought. At least I was trying to be so practical, so smart all the time. And I had become pretty rigid in my life. And so this sudden opening up to spirituality that's so flowy and open, and we're talking about metaphysical things that can't be proven, it was so unexpected for me. And it has been such a sharp contrast to the way that I lived previous to this. And so after these last couple years of going deep into philosophy, spending so much time just in meditation, learning from my guides, connecting with spirit, letting this beautiful knowledge and love flow through me, now I'm working on bringing that floaty, beautiful love connection feeling into my real life, into the real world, because as much as I would love to spend all my time all floaty up in the clouds, in meditation with spirit, the truth is I'm a human and you are too. And we live in this person world. We live in this physical world. And so my focus now is on learning how to bring those beautiful spiritual concepts into my physical reality, figuring out how this applies to my life. Because the truth is, I don't spend all my time feeling at one with everyone else in the world. I spend some time arguing with my kids. I definitely don't feel one with them at that point. I spend time feeling angry or frustrated. I spend time being judgy of other people. And so all of that is not really in alignment with what I've learned from spirit. So I'm spending my time now learning how to bring these spiritual concepts into my physical reality, into this real world that we live in, where we have to have jobs and work and make money, and we have to do the dishes and drive people places, and we have obligations, and we have so much in this world beyond just be happy, just follow your bliss. Like, those things are beautiful, Are they realistic? I'm not sure. That's kind of what I'm trying to figure out. So on this podcast, I share everything that I am learning about how to apply these spiritual concepts to your literal life, your actual life, and how it can make such an incredible positive difference in your day-to-day. This podcast focuses on self-love, on personal growth, on a deeper connection with ourselves, with our intuition, and with spirit, knowing that we are supported through this lifetime. This podcast focuses on connecting with your soul, understanding who you are at your core, and learning how to bring that beautiful soul into your everyday life, how to live out your life as that beautiful, incredible light that is within you, that light that is you, the unique, beautiful gift of a person that you are. So that was a long introduction. And if you sat through all of that, then, oh, you are my people. And I'm so happy that you are here. So let's get into today's topic. So today we're talking about trust. And specifically, I'm sharing with you three great big aha moment lessons that I have learned this year about trust, about what trust really is. And these lessons have been big perspective shifts for me that I know are going to really, really help me in my desire to develop deeper connections in my life, in every area of my life. So it's my intention that by sharing these big lessons with you, that you'll also have some aha moments. You'll also have that little click in your mind like, oh, that makes sense. You'll have that perspective shift to help you move forward by creating deeper trust in your life. And I'll tell you, this concept of trust was a complete blind spot for me. I never even considered that I needed to learn more about trust. I never even considered that maybe I didn't trust people or that maybe I didn't trust myself. It was a total, complete blind spot to me in my life. And so if trust is also a blind spot for you, I hope that these lessons that I'm passing on to you will help to serve you in recognizing where you can work on trusting more in your life and how to develop that trust with yourself, with other people, with the universe. Let's go. So the first big lesson I want to share with you is that in order to trust others, you first have to trust your judgment of others. And I almost put, in order to trust others, you first have to trust yourself. But that's so vague. And what I'm talking about is actually something really specific. It's not just that you have to trust yourself. It's that you have to trust that you can make a good, reasonable judgment about other people. Because if you don't believe that you're a good judge of character, you won't be able to trust other people because you don't trust yourself to choose people who are worthy of your trust, who are worthy of creating that connection. I have always thought of trust as being something that I place on someone else and they have to earn. I have never thought about trust in the form that I'm the one that is granting the other person trust. I am the one who is the gatekeeper of trust. And it's so simple to think that other people just have to earn my trust. Other people are the ones who tell me if they're trustworthy or not. But the truth is, you are the one who decides if other people are trustworthy or not. Your judgment is what creates the ability for you to trust them. It's less about them proving themselves trustworthy and more about you trusting your own judgment of them. So that means trusting that you're smart enough, that you're intuitive enough, that you are a good judge of character, and that you can decide if you can trust this person based on believing in your own judgment. It's a subtle shift, but I hope that you can feel it. I hope that you can sense it, because what I found is that when I was letting everyone else tell me if they were trustworthy, I was giving them more power than I was giving myself. I was letting their voice be more important than my own. You don't have to let other people tell you if they're trustworthy. You can decide. You have this knowing within you. And part of this is that you are going to have to give yourself grace. If it's been a long time since you have allowed yourself to really trust someone, to really trust someone that you can be vulnerable with them, that they will have your back, that they will support you. If it's been a long time since you have allowed someone that level of trust, it's going to take some time for you to really trust that you have the judgment to see if their character is worthy of your trust. And you might make a mistake. You might trust the wrong person. And that's okay, because trust is evolving. It changes over time. And if someone shows you they're no longer trustworthy, then you know, then you've learned the lesson, then you can move on and you have more information as you build more relationships. But the important part is to trust your voice, to trust your knowing over everyone else's. You can decide these things for yourself. And even if you make a wrong choice, you can support yourself through that choice. So this first one is really about trusting in others. And the key aspect of it is trusting your judgment, believing that you're smart enough, you're intuitive enough, you are worthy of trusting yourself inwardly. And I apply this to relationships because this is where it's most relevant for me, but you can also apply this to your spiritual journey, your spiritual growth, and learning to trust your own inner knowledge versus what everyone around you is saying. For me, when I came into spirituality, there was no one around me telling me that, oh yeah, that's a good idea. No one around me was saying, yeah, I believe that there's this universal consciousness and that we're all connected. And there was no one around me who believed the same thing as me. And so I had to lean into myself and learn to trust myself, learn to trust my judgment of these concepts, my own discernment. I had to build up that discernment and build up that trust within and believe that I could make these choices, that I could allow myself to believe in something. And to allow yourself to believe in something, you have to first learn to trust your own judgment, which will be a practice that you'll have to try over and over. You'll have to learn to get comfortable with, and it's going to be uncomfortable because life is easier when we let everyone else tell us what to think, tell us what to believe, tell us who to talk to. But when we live that way, we're not living in our truth. We're not living out our soul. We're not honoring our own innate wisdom. So the first lesson that I've learned this month is that in order to trust others, you first have to trust your judgment of others. Lesson number two, being honest with yourself builds trust. If you want to build internal trust where you trust yourself, what we've just been talking about, it is so important to be honest with yourself, to tell yourself the truth. The reality is we all kind of lie to ourselves. Not kind of. We all lie to ourselves all the time. We all make excuses. We all justify. We all tell ourselves the stories that we have built up, the stories that we want to believe. All day we're creating our reality, and we're creating it based on those beliefs that we have. We're telling ourselves the story that we want to believe, the story that maybe we've always told. But if you want to build trust within yourself, you've got to start being honest with yourself. You have to start telling yourself the truth. This is going to mean calling yourself out sometimes when you're playing the victim. Asking yourself, is this true? When you have a thought come into your head. And a key part of this is being compassionate with yourself through this honesty. Because it is hard to look at your own shit, right? It's hard to come to terms with the fact that we've been telling ourselves stories, that we have not been living up to reality, that we've been kind of letting ourselves move through life by just telling ourselves what we want to hear. And the truth is, it's kind of our brain's job to tell us what we want to hear. It's our brain's job to confirm what we already believe, what we already know. So if we believe that I'm always treated unfairly at work, our brain will always look for examples of us being treated unfairly. We will always be reinforcing that belief that I'm being treated unfairly. This happens subconsciously without us even really, really deeply thinking about it. But we can ask ourselves, is this the truth? Am I really treated unfairly? Are other people treated the same as me? Am I really being singled out? Are there ways that I'm actually being treated really well? It's important to create that honesty within because it stops us from these looping patterns of living in a make-believe story. And when it comes to being honest with ourselves, what it does is it allows us to see ourselves in a full picture. It allows us to see ourselves in an empowered way. Because oftentimes the stories that we tell ourselves keep us in a victim mode, keep us powerless, keep us from being responsible for the life that we have. The stories that we tell ourselves often are about giving other people our power. It's often about how our life is out of our control. And when we stop to really question those beliefs, question those thoughts, we are able to start taking our power back. We're able to start living in a more empowered way. We're able to see things as they are. And when we can see things as they are, we can see that our reality is flexible. Our beliefs are just beliefs. They're not facts. We can see that we can change. The future's malleable. We are malleable. But we only get to that point if we're able to be honest with ourselves. And I want to put a caveat in here that being honest with yourself doesn't mean you're just being ashamed. It doesn't mean that you're shaming yourself. It doesn't mean you're being mean to yourself. It doesn't mean you're putting yourself down, that you're thinking, oh my God, why did I do this? Why do I feel this way? Why am I always caught in this situation? Why am I such a victim? We're not shaming ourselves. We're allowing ourselves to see our current reality so that we can shift it in a way that serves us better. And the way that this builds trust is because we're being honest with ourselves. And at the root of trust is honesty. It's honesty. That trust has got to be built on honesty, because even if we have these subconscious looping beliefs that are not really based in fact, they're just something that we've chosen to believe that isn't serving us, there's a part of us that kind of knows that isn't real. There's a part of us that kind of knows we're lying to ourselves. But if we hold ourselves accountable, if we really see ourselves for who we are, where we are, how we are, who we are, that takes a lot of vulnerability. And being vulnerable with yourself and holding yourself through that vulnerability, loving yourself through it, having self-compassion through it, that builds that internal trust. You know that you're safe. You know that you're safe with yourself when you can tell yourself the truth in a loving, compassionate way. When you can see the areas of your life where you are not who you want to be and love yourself anyway and decide to move forward in a different way, to give yourself the grace to change, the grace to know that you are not ever going to be perfect. You're never going to run out of ways you can grow and evolve and become more of who you want to be. You're never going to run out of things that you wish were different about your life. You're always going to be evolving. And if you can hold yourself with compassion through that, that is developing a deep trust within you, that knowledge that you are going to support yourself and you are going to love yourself. So that's my second big lesson, is that being honest with yourself builds trust. And just to build on that a little bit more, having that honesty with yourself is what will allow you to have that honesty with other people. And if you're looking for deeper connections with other people, there's got to be honesty and there has to be some vulnerability. But you're not going to be able to show that honesty and vulnerability with other people if you haven't discovered it within you, if you haven't allowed yourself to be honest with yourself. Otherwise, your connections with other people are going to be based on surface level things that aren't actually real, that aren't actually who you are. It's not going to be the deep connection that you want until you allow yourself to really see yourself. That way, other people can actually see you too. That's where the deep connection comes in. That's where the vulnerability, the trust, that's where that comes in. So my last big lesson, lesson number three, for true connection, trust should be reciprocal. Now, someone always has to take the first step. Someone always has to be the first one to open up, the first one to trust, the first one to decide to be vulnerable. But that vulnerability should be reciprocal. That trust should be reciprocal for true connection, for the deep, true connection that we want to create, that I want to create. This is probably sort of obvious to you in terms of relationships, because we all know, we probably know, that one-sided relationships aren't really relationships at all. One-sided relationships where one person is always sharing, always being vulnerable, always being open, and the other person is closed, the other person is not sharing, not being vulnerable, that's not really a true relationship. That's more like a therapist. It's more like one person always coming for advice, always coming for help, always sharing, always being so open and asking, while the other person is closed. So instead of sharing about themselves, they're just always helping. And that's not an even relationship, and it's not a true deep connection. It's only a true deep connection if you can both share openly with each other. If you can have that same vulnerability so that you feel connected, not just on the surface, but you feel that connection deep within with all of these vulnerabilities that you're sharing with each other. I think most of us already know that, but the part of this that's been just a really cool realization for me is that this concept of trust being reciprocal, it applies to our relationship with the universe. It applies to our relationship with spirit, God, source, whatever word you want to use. Developing trust in the universe, in the fact that this life path is laid out for you and you will be supported. Developing trust in that, trust that you'll be guided, trust that you are loved, trust that there's this energy around you, guiding you, leading you, giving you synchronicities, giving you signs, giving you opportunities, walking alongside you, the trust that there is more to life than just our physical reality, that is hard to develop. But when we think about it being reciprocal, this realization was just so cool to me, because the truth is that the trust we put in the universe puts back in us. We all have free will. We all came to this earth as a soul with a mission. Everyone here, we're all a soul. We all have a mission that we are looking to complete in this lifetime. We're looking to learn something. We're looking to grow. We're looking to expand. And Source, God, Universe, trusts us to fulfill that mission. Even when we fall off the path, even if we make a decision that's not in alignment with our soul's purpose, with our soul's journey, there's still trust in us. We're still held. Source, Spirit, the universe still loves us, still believes in us. And knowing that we are trusted in that way, that we are supported in that way, is so empowering. It's so fulfilling. It feels so loving, and it feels so safe. Knowing that if you trip and fall, knowing that if you mess up, knowing if you fall way off the path and you just make some sort of huge mistake, it's okay. Spirit, Source, Universe still loves you, still supports you, still believes in you. You can still complete this journey that your soul is on. You can still fulfill your soul's purpose, your mission. It's never over. This path is ongoing. And part of it is this reciprocal energy between you and the universe. You're doing your part. The universe is doing its part. You're taking the actions, moving forward, taking the steps. The universe is laying the path out in front of you. Each step you take forward, the path is laid out a little farther. A new opportunity comes, a new realization. It's all happening in tandem. It's reciprocal. You're not a passive player in this life. You're an active participant. And your actions, are you living out the trust that Spirit puts in you, the trust that the universe puts in you? You're going to play the part that you're meant to play. You're going to do what you're meant to do. You're going to live the life you're meant to live, have the impact that you are meant to have. There's this incredible trust in your ability to do that. And how incredible is it to have that trust, to have that support? You wouldn't be sent here to the earth with a mission that you're not able to complete. So this last big concept about trust that I've learned is one that really makes me feel so supported. It makes me feel so capable. And it's this reciprocal relationship between me and the universe, between you and the universe, between you and Source. And that is the reciprocity of trust at this big, huge macro level. And then we see that reciprocity repeated down, 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 down through the community and the individual, through the family and the individual, through two individuals, through an individual and their child, through an individual and their own inner world. The reciprocity has to be there in order to have a true, deep connection. Okay. So these are the three big lessons I've learned this month all about trust. And it all stemmed from this focus and desire on creating connection. I hope that these messages have spoke to you. I hope you've had some aha moments, some realizations, some little perspective shifts, because some of these messages are pretty subtle. But even with how subtle they are, it's made a big difference in how I look at the world, how I approach other people, and how I see my relationship with Spirit. Sending you so much love, my friend. And I'll chat with you again next week. Bye.